Today's shir is Masechta Erev and Daf Ayin Aleph. We will begin on Daf Ayin on the base, two lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, a question had been posed. Rava had posed the question if a Yairish could be Bevatel Rishus during Shabbos, the person who he was inheriting from passed away on Shabbos. We know somebody who owns an apartment, a bayis in the Chotzer, if he didn't participate in the Erev, could be Mevatel Rishus. And the Gemara's question was, could a Yairish who took over the rights of the person from whom he is inheriting, could he be Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos or not? And Rav Nachman said that yes, a Yairish does have the right to be Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos, and Tanya de Beis Shmuel said that they do not. And the Gemara asked a number of questions on Rav Nachman's opinion, which Rav Nachman, until now, has successfully been able to answer. So the Gemara asks another question. Toshma, we learn the following brises. Yisrael v'ger, shruim b'megura achas. You have a Yisrael and a ger who live in one granary. Everyone has their own apartment room that opens to the chotzer, and they did not make an erev with each other. Umeis ha-ger m'bojoyim. And the ger passed away on Erev Shabbos. First, the Gemara is going to first we're going to learn the Braisa, and then the Gemara is going to delve into the Braisa. Says the Braisa, Api shehichzuk Yisrael acha ben nechasov, even though a different Yisrael took ownership, as we've discussed in previous shurim, ger shen zgar ki katan shenoy l'dami. So a ger, all of his relatives that he had that he has are not considered relatives. Gershon is Geyer, Kikotn Shinoi Ladami. The question now is, who takes ownership of his assets when he passes away, if he didn't have any children after he became a Ger? The halacha is that any Jew who takes ownership is the owner. So Api Shech Yisrael Ach Ben Chosov, if a different Jew took ownership of those properties, Oyser, he's considered the owner of these properties, and since he's considered the owner of the property, the halacha is that if an owner of a property did not participate in the Ruvah Chatzeris, that creates that you can't carry in that chotzer. However, l'mishicha shecha, if the ger passed away only after Shabbos began, apish lehichzik Yisrael acher, even though another Jew did not take yet ownership, the halacha is ena oyser, he doesn't create any issues. So again, as we said, the purpose of this Gemara is to ask a question of Rav Nachman's opinion, who says that a Yairish takes over the place of the person from whom he was a Yairish. Ask Tosfos, how can we compare the two situations? As we discussed in our previous shiur, by Yairish, there's a concept of, as the Gemara said explicitly yesterday, Brok HaRadavua. A Yairish is considered an extension of his parent. And therefore, the Gemara, as we discussed in yesterday's shiur, had a conversation, how do we look at the Yairish? Here, we're talking about, as we just explained, somebody who's a Machzik B'Nichsei HaGer. Somebody who's a machzik b'nichsei ager certainly cannot be considered a Yairish. And you don't have here the concept of brak kara d'avua. So how are the two subjects compared? So Tosfos answers that the halacha views a machzik b'nichsei ager like a Yairish. And since the Gemara compares it that a machzik b'nichsei ager as a Yairish, therefore, the two subjects are comparable. So now the Gemara asks, the Braisa itself is difficult to understand. Hogufakasha, we need to understand the Braisa. Amrit, the Braisa just said that if the ger passed away mibojoyim from Friday, af bishahichzik, even though another Jew took ownership of those properties, that the chiddush here is that even though the Jew took ownership, then the Hitzah is Osir. V'loi mibayi, in the Braisa, by using the words afapi, that ki loy hechzik, but if there was no other Jew who took ownership of the ger's property before Shabbos, then certainly there would be a problem. Ask the Gemara, Adrabba, just to the contrary. Kiloy hechsik, loyosar. If nobody took ownership of the ger's property. So what is the situation that we have here? We started with one Yisrael and one ger. The ger passed away. Nobody took ownership of the ger's property. If nobody took ownership of the ger's property, so this is property that, this is an area, this is a chatzah with only one Yisrael. If it's a chatzah with only one Yisrael, there's no need for an Erev. Kiloy hechzig. So ask the Gemara, if another Jew did not take ownership of the ger's property, loy osar. There's only one Jew. There's no reason why you need an Erev. Amar Rapapa. So Rapapa explains just the opposite. The way to understand the Braisa, not only if a Jew took over the ger's property before Shabbos, so now we're back to a property that has in it two Jews that didn't make an Erev, but even Api Shaloi Hechzik, even though another Jew did not yet take ownership, the halach is that you still can't carry here if an Erev wasn't made. And the Gemara will explain why soon. Says the Gemara, but that's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa clearly said, that the Braisa clearly said that he did take ownership. What are you telling me that Api Shloi Hechzik is what the Braisa says? Answers the Gemara Hachikam. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Api Shloi Hechzik Mibayjoy, even though the Jew who took ownership of the ger's property did not do so from before Shabbos. He only took over the ownership Mishicha Shecha after Shabbos. Kiven de Leila Hachzik Mibayjoy, since he could have taken ownership from before Shabbos, even though he physically didn't do so, the halacha is oyser, it's considered as if he's a partner here from before Shabbos, and since it's considered as if he's a partner here from before Shabbos, therefore his presence makes a problem if there was no Erev Chatzeres made. The Gemara, the Ritva points out, could have asked a different question on Rapapa, because from the way he's learning, that if nobody took ownership from before Shabbos, the Yisrael who was there all along would not be able to carry because there's no Erev Chatzeres. But the question is, why not? If there's nobody else, why not? But the Gemara asked a different question. Continue the Gemara. Meshech Shecha. But if the ger only passed away after Shabbos began, Apishlo Yishichzik Yisrael Acher, even though another Jew did not take ownership, Eino Oyser, this property is not a problem. Ask the Gemara, Api Shloi Hechzik Yisrael Acher. So what does the Braisa seem to be teaching us? That even though another Jew did not take ownership, it's not a problem. Which seems to indicate, certainly, that if another Jew took ownership of the ger's property, it would certainly not be a problem. Says the Gemara, on the contrary. Adrabba, if there's another Jew who took ownership of the property, so now I have a situation of two Jews. And when I have a situation of two Jews without an Erev, I have a problem. But when I don't have another Jew, and I only have a situation of one Jew, that's when maybe I don't have a problem. Am Rapapa, says Rapapa, indeed, that's the way to understand the Braisa. Abishechzik, the Braisa is teaching us that even though another Jew took ownership of this ger's property, after the ger died, but since the ger died only after Shabbos began, his taking ownership of the property is not an issue. Says the Gemara, but that's not what the Braisa says. Doesn't the Braisa clearly indicate that he didn't take ownership? Says the Gemara, even though a Jew took ownership of the ger's property after Shabbos began, and therefore I would think that since he took ownership since after Shabbos took place, he is now considered a partner in this chotzer, a partner in a chotzer where he did not contribute to the Erev, and therefore you may not carry. That says the Gemara, since he could not have taken ownership before Shabbos, why? Because the ger only died after Shabbos, so before Shabbos this wasn't a place where somebody else could take ownership. Eina Oyser, he doesn't make a difference. But what did it say in the Reisha? This is the question on Rav Nachman. The Reisha said that the Yisrael who was machzik in the Nechse Eger creates a problem. Amai Oyser, why is it automatically a problem? Nevatel, if according to you, Rav Nachman, a Yoyrish has all of the abilities of the person to who he yashed from, so just like the Ger, if he were alive, and if he didn't contribute to the Erev, as we learned in the Mishnah, there's always the option of Bitl Rishos. So let this person do Bitl Rishos. As we've been learning the entire Gemara, we are here referring to a situation where there are only two people living in the Schatzer. So let this person be Mevatel. He should have the right to be, he has the right to Mevatel if he's considered like a Yoyrish, as Rav Nachman said. Says the Gemara, it must be, say the Gemara is assuming, that a Yoyrish doesn't have those rights, and he doesn't have the right to be Mevatel just because the person from whom he yarshin did have the right. Says Gemara, that's not the way to understand the Braisa. My Oyser, Achi Yevatel. What the Braisa means to teach us is that until he does Bittel, the Aloch is that we have a problem. But of course, if he didn't do, but of course, Bittel is an option. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan has a different way of answering the question on Rav Nachman. Masnisimani, the brises that we've been learning that seem to indicate that a Yorsh can't do Bittel Shus represent the opinion of Beis Shammai. Represent the opinion of Beis Shammai, Dama ein Bittel Rishus b'Shabbos. Beis Shammai's opinion is that you can't do Bittel Rishus on Shabbos. The Tanan, because the Mishnah teaches us, Meim say Noisim Rishus, when can Bittel Rishus be done? Beis Shammai Amri B'Joim, only from before Shabbos. Beis Hillel Amri Shetachshach, Bittel Rishus could be done even on Shabbos. So Beis Shammai's opinion is that Bittel Rishus cannot be done on Shabbos. If it can't be done on Shabbos, so here you wanted to do Bittel Rishus. You want to say, if a Yorish could do Bittel Rishus, why don't we just give him that option? Because in the case, for example, that we just learned, it would only be a Bittel Rishus that happened on Shabbos. And a Bittel Rishus cannot be done on Shabbos according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, however, holds the Bittel Rishus can be done on Shabbos. Uma Ula, my Tamid Beis Hillel. Where does Beis Hillel take this from? Says the Gemara, Nasa ka'omer le'kalach etzi office. The halacha is that if somebody appointed a shliach to take truma on his behalf from Paris, and the shliach took off from the base Paris that this person had, and then when he came and told the mishaleach, I took from those Paris, and the person who sent them comments, Kalach etzlai yofis, you should have taken even from better Paris. That the halacha is that that's clearly an indication that he wanted him to do what he did, and therefore the shliach has indeed properly fulfilled the shlichus. The same thing by Bittel Rishus, says the Gemara according to Beis Hillel. When somebody is mevatel rishus b'Shabbos in order to allow other people to carry, was showing that already erev Shabbos he wanted to be nice. Already erev Shabbos he wanted to create a situation that people could carry there, and therefore, even though he didn't make the bittel rishus on erev Shabbos, he only made it on Shabbos. It's not a problem because the halacha looks at it as if it was done from Erev Shabbos. What he did on Shabbos is an indication, what he meant is an indication that he really wanted to do it from Erev Shabbos, and therefore it's not considered as if he did something on Shabbos. Amar Abaya. So Abaya asks on Ula, we learned where you have two Jews in a chotzer with a nochri, the halacha is that you have to do schiris. If schiris wasn't done from the nochri, and then umes nochri b'Shabbos, the nochri dies on Shabbos, the halacha is you could do bittel rishus, and at least, so we had here three people in this chotzer, two akum and Yisrael. And what happened is that the two, they did not make an Erev, because they didn't make schiris. If you don't have schiris, the Erev would be ineffective. So now the Akum dies. So he isn't a factor anymore. So halacha is one Jew could be mevatel rishus to the other Jew. But now you can't say my kalachet soyafasika. In the case where bittel rishus could have been done from before Shabbos, and then it was done in Shabbos. So the Gemara just taught us with the concept of kalach etzliyofis, that kalach etzliyofis means that I really wanted to do this from before Shabbos. By showing that this is what I want, by making the statement, it shows that this was always my intent. And this was, and therefore you properly fulfilled your shlichus. And by doing the bittel on Shabbos, it shows that you meant that the bittel should have been done already from before Shabbos. But here, where the bittel could not have been done before Shabbos, or better said, even if you did the bittel before Shabbos, it would be a meaningless bittel because you would still have to have the problem with the akum being here. Yet the halacha is that you can still do bittel. Why can you do bittel? There's no concept that I could have done it before Shabbos. It says the Gemara, the machloikus of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is a totally different machloikus. The Beis Shammai savri, Beis Shammai's opinion is bittel rishus mikne rishusahu. Bittel rishus is considered a full-fledged kinyan. And since it's a full-fledged kinyan, mekach chumemker, business may not be conducted on Shabbos. Mikne rishusoy osur, you may not do any type of transaction on Shabbos. Beis Hillel savri, Beis Hillel's opinion is that bittel rishus is not considered a full-fledged kinyan. All bittel rishus is the luke rishus baal mahu. You're removing yourself from this chotzer. That's not considered a kinyan. And therefore, since it's not considered a kinyan, it's the luke rishus b'shabbos, just removing yourself from Shabbos. That's not considered a kinyan, and that shapadami may be done on Shabbos. So the question is, does that mean that if somebody owes someone else money, he's allowed to be meichel that choiv, that obligation on Shabbos, because it's only stelukei reshusa, and the Gemara now is saying that a stelukei reshusa, Beis Hillel teaches us, is not a kinyan. So Ritva points out that, as we've been discussing, an Erev is only mutter l'tzayruch Shabbos. This one may only be mutter l'tzayruch Shabbos. And since it's only mutter l'tzayruch Shabbos, that's why we could be more lenient. When you have two factors to take into consideration. Number one, it's only Stalukei Rishusa. It's only a person who's taking away his ownership. Coupled with the fact that it's L'Tzayruch Shabbos. But if it wasn't L'Tzayruch Shabbos, even though it's only Stalukei Rishusa, it would perhaps be Osir. Because this really opens up to a much more fundamental question. And that is, when we say mekach u'memker is osur, what would be the halacha? Are you allowed to be mafker? Are you allowed to be mafker something on Shabbos? It's not a full-fledged mekach u'memker. There are rishonim that are of the opinion that hefker may be done on Shabbos. However, there are rishonim who are of the opinion that hefker, and the Rishash brings a raya, and there are rishonim that bring rayas to that. One of the rayas that they bring is bittel chametz. We know that if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so we certainly don't burn the chametz on Shabbos like we always do on Erev Pesach. We burn the chametz on Friday, which is Erev Pesach, but we are mevatel the chametz on Shabbos Erev Pesach by the Zman. Now the question is, isn't that mekach u'memkar? So again, since it's considered an act of hefker, or consider act of istaluka rishusoy, it may be mutter on Shabbos. And again, our Gemara would be a raya. However, when we take what the Ritva taught us, it would not be a compelling raya, because the Ritva says that it's only mutter when it's letzarech mitzvah. And therefore, by bittel chametz, it's also letzarech mitzvah. But in a situation where it's not L'tzarech, in a situation where it's not the tzarech mitzvah, maybe it would be osur. There's a fascinating ketzos. The ketzos says there was somebody who forgot to be mevatel his chametz before chatzos, and he was mevatel chametz after chatzos. So it would seem, we're talking about a regular year, not when Erev Pesach came on Shabbos. It would seem, based on the Gemara we are now learning, it should be ineffective. Based on the normal halacha, it should be ineffective. It's too late. But our Gemara, says the Tzais, taught us in today's shir, that if you could have done something before Shabbos, the new concept of kalach etzli yofes, that if you could have done something before Shabbos, and you only did it on Shabbos, it's an indication that you really wanted to do it before Shabbos. And because it's an indication that you really wanted to do it before Shabbos, that's why it's considered a valid transaction. It could be that if you did the Bittul Chametz on Erev Pesach, it's before Pesach, but you did the Bittul Chametz on Erev Pesach, even though it's after Chatzos, after the Zman, it should be indicative that you wanted to do it on the right time, and maybe it would be considered a valid Bittul, up to the degree, says the Tzais, that we discussed previously in our Masechta, there's a concern of Chametz Shavuot of a Pesach. So says the Tzais, perhaps here, this would not be considered Chametz Shavuot of a Pesach because it's not, you did some sort of a Bittul that maybe is an effective Bittul. Our Gemara also, again, teaches us that there's a difference in what type of a kinyan you're going to do on Shabbos. A regular kinyan, everybody, Beisham and Beisil, will agree, may not be done on Shabbos. But if it's just it's the Luki Rishusa, or if it's not a full-fledged kinyan, maybe that would be mutter. So the question that I saw is that the Cheshuk Echema discussed that somebody was walking in the street in Shabbos, and he saw an envelope with money with no simonim on the street. He saw this envelope with money with no simonim in the street, so he wasn't going to pick up the money on Shabbos. Obviously, you're not allowed to pick up money on Shabbos. But he wanted to be the... What he did was that he kicked the money under a car. And therefore, the question is that considered a kinyan that if somebody else will take that money, he could say, well, no, I did the first kinyan. So the first issue is, as we're learning, that kinyan on Shabbos is also. But we're learning now that certain kinyanim, the Luki Mershusoy, is mutter. So maybe this type of kinyan, which didn't involve the full-fledged business transaction, should be mutter. So of course, the muksa issue is not an issue because he didn't pick up the muksa, he kicked it. And we learned the Mishnah Berurah paskens this way in Simon Shin Ches, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, that if you don't actually pick up the muksa, carry the muksa, it's not considered you violated muksa. There's also a chiddush, or kveger, in the Chuvis, in Madur Kamas, Simon Kuf Ayin Dalet, asks, we're learning that we're not allowed to do a kinyan on Shabbos. What's the halacha if somebody did a kinyan on Shabbos, which he shouldn't have done? The question is it a valid kinyan or not? Rav Kiviega seems to want to suggest that it's a valid kinyan. Especially in this case, we could be even more lenient, according to Rav Kiviega, because when were Chazal most concerned, and that's the concept that we're learning in our shiur here, when were Chazal most concerned about Mekach and Memkah and Shabbos? They were most concerned when you have a coin and a makana, when you have a buyer and a seller. But this envelope of money that you found on the street, there's no coin and makana. And perhaps in a situation where there's no coin and makana, there we could be more lenient. The only question is this considered a valid type of kinyan? If kicking money under a car is considered a valid kinyan, normally we know the way a kinyan is conducted is by picking something up, hagbah. And the halacha, he says, is that anything that you could do a kinyan with hagbah, doing a kinyan in a different way, like our Gemara is suggesting, by kicking it under the car, would not be considered a valid form of a kinyan. And therefore, even though perhaps the issue of Mekech u'Memkah on Shabbos is not so much of a consideration here, the real consideration that we need to think about in this Gemara is much more regarding the issue of, is this a valid form of kinyan? And therefore he paskins that that the kinyan that this person tried to do by kicking the envelope under the car is really not considered a valid form of a kinyan. Our next sugya begins to discuss shtufim revoz. We began the mesechta that just like if you have a number of homes that are open to a chatzur, the halacha is that everybody has to participate in the eruvah chatzeris to be able to carry from their homes to the chatzur, or as we have been also discussing, if you want to be able to carry from one chatzur to the other chatzur, you have to make eruvah chatzeris. But we've also discussed many times that the way the homes were constructed in those days was that the homes opened up to a mavi. Number of chatzeris, to be a little more accurate, opened to a mavi. And in order for the people from the various chatzeris that open up to that mavi to be able to carry from the chatzeris to the mavi, is you need to make shtufim mevos. The halacha is there are some differences between eruv chatzeris and shtufim mevos. By eruv chatzeris, you have to leave the eruv chatzeris in one of the homes of the chatzor. Shtufim mevos, you could leave it anywhere. Another halacha is, and the reason is, because eruv chatzeris are here to create that this is where you are living. You live where your bread is. So the bread has to be in a place where people live. Shtufim mevos are only here to connect chatzeris. And chatzeris are not where people live anyway. And therefore the shtufim mevos don't have to be put in one of the chatzeris. And that's the same reason you could make shtufim, eruv chatzeris, you need to have bread, as we will see in the Gemara. Shtufim mevos can be made with any food item. Because again, the purpose of shtufim mevos is just to connect us, not where we live. And therefore, any food item can be used for shtufim mevos. Begins the Mishnah. Baal habayis shutuf l'shcheinov. If you have a person who is a shutuf with his neighbors, l'zeh b'yayin. That means you have somebody who lives in the middle chatzar, and he's a partner with the people of the person who lives to his right, that partners in wine, l'zeh b'yayin. And the people who are in the mavui is a partner with one person with wine and with another person with wine. The halacha is enetzrichon l'ayrev. They don't have to make a new shtufim mevos. The fact that they're already partners in the wine makes them connected. So again, to get the story of the Mishnah, you have three people whose chatzeris open to the mavui: Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is a shutuf with Shimon in wine, and he's a shutuf with Levi in wine. Shimon and Levi, however, are not partners at all. But so there's no one shutfus that connects all of them. But the fact that Shimon has a shutfus, both the fact that Reuven has a shutfus both with Shimon and Levi is enough. And that's enough that they don't have to make a new shtufim mevos. However, says the Mishnah, l'zeh b'yayin l'zeh b'shemen, if Reuven has a shutuf with Shimon in wine and a shutuf with Shimon in oil, then tzrich l'arev, that wouldn't be enough that they shouldn't have to make shtufim mevos. Rav Shimon says, echet zeh, whatever the situation is, whether they're just the shutfim in both partnerships or partnerships in wine, or one is in wine and one is in oil, the halacha is ein tzrich l'arev, there's no need to make another erev. There's a question that the Karen Oyer discusses. Yes, the Mishnah is teaching us that certainly in a case where Reuven is a shutuf both with Shimon and Levi in wine, a new shutufe mevos need not be made. But does he have to say in Erev Shabbos that the fact that I am a shutuf here will be in place of shutuf mevos, or does nothing need to be said? The Rambam, he says, is of the opinion just the fact that they are partners is enough to connect them. The Meiri's opinion is that they have to think. He doesn't have to make an express announcement, but he has to at least think about it. And says the Chiddush Iran that our Mishnah is teaching us that even though they're partners for business reasons, it's enough to be considered shtufim vos. And the Ran also says that even though they didn't in any way say or indicate that they want this partnership to make shtufim vos, it's still adequate. And the question is, of course, why? Just because I'm a partner with somebody in some business dealing, why would that make that I automatically am also considered that I'm his partner as far as shtufim vos are concerned? So I saw that the Rishonim say a beautiful pshat. They say, what does shtufim vos accomplish? Shtufim vos accomplishes a kir of das. Shtufim vos accomplishes that we're all connected with each other. The fact that we're partners creates that we are connected to each other. And therefore, even though nothing was said and nothing was intended, it doesn't make a difference. Amarav, while we learned that a shittuf could be used instead of the Eruv Chetzeris, it's only in a case where all of the wine is in one keli. But if the wine is in different kelim, it cannot work. Even though, asks Rashi, Divrei Maskil Omar, we learned earlier in our Masechta, on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, that if you put the Erev in two different kelim, it's fine. Says Rashi, it's not the same. There, they put it down L'Shem Erev. Furthermore, there they really intended at the beginning, as we learned, that it should be left in one keli, just it was too much, and that's why it overfilled, and you put it into a second keli. But here, where there was no, as we just discussed, there was no intention that it should be a sheet of mvos, and it isn't even in one keli, that's too little to rely on. Amar Rav Daika Nami, we could bring a raya, the Rav's opinion is correct. It says the Ketani Lazebi Yain Lazebi Yain Lazebi Shemet Tzichin La'arav. That if the partnership the Tanakhama held was with one Amma partner with oil and one Amma partner with wine, that wouldn't be a way. That wouldn't be satisfactory. Yam Bishlama Reish B'Kli Echad. Siv will say that the difference between the Reisha with wine and wine versus wine and oil is because the Reisha is Kli Echad, the Seif B'Shnei Kalim Shaper. The Mishnah is very understandable. Because since it's wine and oil, if they're in two, and obviously they're in two different kalim, that's why you can't have a shittif. Ali Amrit, that even in the ratio where it's wine and wine, b'shnei kalim, if they're in two kalim, it still would be a satisfactory shittif mavos, b'shnei kalim, mali yayim, mali shem. So then what's the difference if I'm with shittif from wine or oil? It doesn't make a difference. You don't have to have in the same kalim. Abaya says your question is not really a great question. Because Yayin v'Yayin, maybe you don't have to have them the same keli. However, Roy la'ariv, they could be put into one keli. And since they could be put into one keli, that's enough to make it into considered a valid shtufim vos. However, Yayin v'Shemen, which could not be put into one keli, ain't a Roy la'ariv, therefore, it may be different. So the Ritva and the Meiri say that Abaye is not necessarily arguing on Rav. He's just saying that the raya from the Mishnah that Rava tried to bring is not a valid raya. I asked Tosfos that the Gemara taught us earlier on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph that all different foods can be combined to make an Erev. So why all of a sudden our Gemara can different foods not be combined? So Tosfos, this is Tosfos the very Maskil Yayin, says it's very different. Going back to what we've been discussing throughout this entire sugya. Over there, the people intended to make an Eruv Chetzeris. So since they intended to make an Eruv Chetzeris, so that intention accomplishes a lot. So therefore, we could be more lenient in how they actually constructed the Eruv Chetzeris. But in a situation where there was no intention of making an Erev, that's our Mishnah, where they were just intended to be partners. That's why at least the food has to be, according to Rav, combined, or the way the Gemara just said, perhaps combinable. But where it's not combined, or not even combinable, their halacha is that it has to be, that it's not going to be valid shtufim vos. We learned in the Mishnah further, Rav Shimon HaMe'echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, It doesn't make a difference if the partners, both partnerships are wine, or one partnership is wine, one partner is oil. But Shimon will still say it's a valid shtufim mivash. Amar Rava, the question is, how? According to what we just learned, wine and oil aren't in one keli. How could they combine? Amar Rava, says the Gemara, we're speaking about a case where you have two mavus and a chotzer in between them. And the balabayas, who's the balabayas in our Mishnah, is the person who lives in that chotzer, which is between the two mavus. And we go back to a Gemara that we learned earlier on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, when we were learning Hilchos Aruvei Tchumim. Rishim LaTamei, we learned in the Mishnah that if somebody was on the road, Erev Shabbos, and he fell asleep, and he didn't realize that he should be kind of shvisa here, so the halacha we learned is that in those circumstances he owes only Dalar Amos. If he had intention to be kind of shvisa here, so then he would have 2,000 Amos. But because he fell asleep, and he had no das to be kind of shvisa, he's locked into 4 Amos. So the Mishnah said over there in Daf Mem Hei that if we have 3 people in a row lined up this way, so the 2 people on the outsides are too far from each other, there's more than 4 amas separating them, but the person in the middle does have overlap with his 2 outside partners. So we learned there that the 2 outside people could carry into the middle. The middle person could carry with the 2 outside people, but the outside people cannot carry with each other. And Rav Shimon, when we learned that halacha, said, "Lama Dava Doima, what is that situation comparable to a situation of Shalosh Chatzeres Pesuchah Zuluzu, when you have 3 Chatzeres lined up, one behind the other, and each one of the Chatzeres is Pesuchah Lushus Rabim, is also open to the Rishus Rabim, and the Irvu Shtayim Chatzonis Emem Tzoyis, the 2 other Chatzeres made a Erev with the one in the middle." So the halacha is he muteresi mohem. The middle chotzer is mutter to carry with each one of his neighbors on the side. Hein muteresi mo. The 2 other chatzeris can carry out from them to the middle one. However, shtayim chitzoynis, the 2 outer ones who do not make an Erev with each other, asur sum zu. But we learned there that when there is no problem from the middle one carrying to the outer ones, or the outer ones carrying to the middle one, and we don't make exera that if we're going to allow that, what might happen is that the 2 outer ones are going to carry to each other. The same thing, explains the Gemara, is the way to understand our Mishnah. The 2 outer mavus have each one individual shituf with the chotzer that's between them. Now, indeed, the 2 outer ones have absolutely no connection with each other. And not only do they have no connection, the shutvus that each one of the outer ones have with the middle one is a totally different type of shutvus. One is with wine, and one is with oil. Still, says Rav Shimon, the halacha is you could carry from the chotzer to the 2 mavis on the side, and from the 2 mavis to the middle, but the 2 chatzeris cannot carry to each other. The Chacham, that's Rav Shimon's opinion. The Chacham disagree. And the Chacham's opinion is that only if they are all connected would this be mutter. But if they're not connected, because one has a shutfus with wine and one has a shutfus with shemen, since the 2 atomovies may not carry with each other, then we don't let them carry to the middle either. Amalei Abaya, mi dami. How do we compare the situation? Hasam Ketani, the Mishnah over there on Daf Mem Hei clearly indicates Shtayim Chatzeres Asur Zu Mazu, and that's the main consideration, as we have been explaining, that the 2 outer Chatzeres cannot carry with each other. And since the 2 outer Chatzeres can't carry with each other, now we have to decide, should that affect anything else? Hacha, but what did our Mishnah say? Ain't Tzrichon La'arav, Klal. It seems that everybody could carry with each other. Elo, says the Gemara, the way to understand the Mishnah, Ein Tzarich La'arav, Shechena Bahadi Balabayis. The two people from the Mavi don't have to make an Erev with the Balabayis, with the Balachotz in the middle. Aval Shechena Bahadi Adadi Tzrichen La'arv. They have to make an Erev with each other. Rav Yosef Amar. Rav Yosef says, the Machlokes the Chomerim Shimon is a totally different issue. It's a subject of a Mishnah that we've also discussed previously. The halacha is that if somebody was tamei, he goes to the mikveh. And when after he goes to the mikveh, he falls into the category of a tful yoim. A tful yoim is a very low level tumah. And the halacha is that a tful yoim is tamei until he has hair of shemesh, until it goes, the night comes. The tumah is a weak tumah, and the only thing they make tumah is any truma that they touch becomes posel. And in Shiurim we've learned there's a difference in halacha between the word posel versus the word tumah. Posel means something is tumah, but it can't pass tumah, transmit tumah further. Tumah means that it's tumah and it can transmit tumah further. A tful yoim only doesn't do anything to chulin, and the truma it passes it. Teaches us a Mishnah, Masechta Tful Yoim, Perek Beis Mishnah Hei. Rishimin Rabbanim Plukti Rabbi Yochim and Nuri Rabbanim Kamefkli. The Tanan, Shemesh Tzofa Gabi Yayin. If you have oil of truma floating on top of wine, oil will always float to the top. V'naga Tful Yoim B'Shemin. And a Tful Yoim touched that oil. L'Pasa Ol Shemin B'Vad. The wine and the oil are considered two distinct liquids. The Tful Yoim touched the oil. So the oil is indeed posel. It can't transmit tumma further, and the wine under it is considered a separate liquid. They're considered connected because they're one on top of the other, and therefore as soon as the Tful Yoim touches the oil, the wine also becomes posel. Rabbanan, in our Mishnah, hold the Rabbanan of that Mishnah in Masechta Tful Yoim. The wine and oil are not considered a mixture. And therefore, if you have your partner with one with wine and your partner with one with oil, it's not a way to create a partnership. However, Rav Shimon and our Mishnah also Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, then wine and oil we see in that situation do connect. Since they do connect, it's in our Mishnah also, that's a good enough partnership to make it a valid Shtufim Mivash. Tanya says the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoy Omer, Echad Zeh, whether it was, he has two partnerships with wine, or Echad Zeh, one partnership with wine and one partnership with oil, Tzrich L'Arif, the Shutvis is not going to be valid for Shtufim Mivos. Ask the Gemara, Vafilu L'Zeh B'Zayin, L'Zeh B'Yayin, even if they're both Shutfin with wine, it won't work. Isn't our Mishnah say clearly the opposite according to everybody? Amarava, Zeba Belaginoi, one person of the people who live in the Mivavi come with his barrel of wine, Vishofach, and puts it into a barrel, pours it into the barrel. The Zeba Belaginoi, and another person came with his wine and poured it into that barrel. Kulam Lepli Daverif. That's the best way. We all got together with the intent to become partners. Keep pligi. What is the machloikis? Kigon shalachu chavish lo yayin b'shutfus. If all of them bought a barrel of wine as partners, Rabbi Elazar ben Dadai Sova ein breira. Since they bought wine as partners, and Gemara is going to use the word breira, but the word breira that's being used in our Gemara is not, says Taisus, to be confused, Taisus the Rimeskel Rebbe, with the Breira that we have throughout Shas. Breira throughout we have throughout Shas means retroactive designation. Here it means something else altogether. Here it means that you have to be able to know that this was my wine, and that I contributed this wine for the Shtufim Mivos. Rabbi Elazar ben Dadai says, if we bought a barrel of wine together, we were never able to identify whose wine is whose, and that's why it's not a valid Shtufim Mivos. Even though we were never able to make that identification, it's still a valid Erev. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. And he says, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi, Rabbanim Soit, V'na Shittuf, V'mokim Erev, K'mifki. The question is a different question. if you have shtufa mevos, do you still need to have a ruva chetzeris? The mar sover, Rabbi Elazar ben Nadai's opinion, ain't saimchim. You don't, even though you had shtufa mevos, you still have to make a ruva chetzeris. Umar sover, whereas the chachamar of the opinion, saimchim. And if we have shtufa mevos, we need not also make a ruva chetzeris. Amar Rabbi Yosef, menoyan and emilin law. How do I know that that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Nadai means to say? Damar Yehuda Marav, halacha kerameya. The Gemara is going to quote a brisa that Rameya taught us, that you don't rely on shittif, just because you're shtuf mevos, doesn't mean you don't need to have a ruvi chetzeris. Amar Abuna Marav, halacha kerameya Rabbi Elazar ben Nadai. That is the halacha. Ask the Gemara, Uma Tama, why did Rav Paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Nadai? Lo, mishum dechad tamahu. Because since both Rabbi Elazar ben Nadai and the Rabbanon and Rameya both hold the same way, that you can't rely on shtufa mevos to take care of a ruvi chetzeris. So we have these two people who Paskin that way, that's why we Paskin that way. Amar Abaya, v'chad tamahu. If they're both saying the same reason, Tata Hach Salamali, so why did Rav have to tell us Halach Kerameya? And he also have to tell us Halach Kerameya Tadai. If they're both based on the same principle that you can't rely on Shtuf and Mevoz, you have to make a Ruvich Hatzeris, so he doesn't have to say it twice. Answers the Gemara, Hach Kamashmalan, the Lord of Din and Katrei Chumar Rabbi Erevin. But when we speak about Hilchas Erev, if we want to follow an opinion, we can't rely on that opinion if he's saying two chumras. Because if we look at what Rameya holds we can't rely on shtufa mevos instead to take care of a ruvi chetzeris, whether it was with wine, which never could be used for ruvi chetzeris, or whether you made the shtufa mevos bepas, which is something that can be used for ruvi chetzeris. We're going to see now Gemara that there may be a difference, that if you made the shtufa mevos with bread, they can rely on the shtufa mevos, because that material that you use for shtufa mevos could have been used for an erev. On wine, maybe not. And we're going to see. So we see that Rameya has a double chumra. Not only can you not rely on a shtufa mevos to take the place of ruvi chetzeris if you used wine, which is not a material that you can make a ruvi chetzeris out of, you can't even use it. You can't rely on it even if you made bread. If that would be the case, Rameya is saying two chumras, and we can't follow two chumras. But now, we have Rabbi Elazar ben Nadai, so Rav is paskening in one shaila of Rameya and one shaila of Rabbi Elazar ben Nadai, so that he could do. Ask them, my Rameya, my Rabbanon, where do we find opinions of Rameya Rabbanon? The Tanan, Ma'arim b'chatzeris b'pas, we can make a ruvi chatzeris with bread. If you want to make a ruvi chetzeris out of wine, a marvin. It's not an acceptable material for ruvi chetzeris. Mishtatfin memabim miyain. Shtufa mevos could be done with wine. Imrotzul shtafin bepas. But if you want to use bread, mishtatfin, you may do so. But arvin bechetzeris, the chetzeris have to make their own erev. Or mishtatfin bemavi. And it's teaching us clearly here that even though you have a shtufa mevos, you still have to have a ruvi chetzeris. Why? If we'll have only shtufa mevos, the children will never have seen a ruvi chetzeris. There was no such thing as a ruvi chetzeris. This is all divrei Rameya, the opinion of Rameya. The chama of the opinion is that if you do shtufa mevos, you need not do a ruvi chetzeris.